Sam Edmund. For LK Diesel Service, your Kubota generator and engine experts. Visit lkdiesel.com.au.
Sammy, I know you're here for the trade update, but I just want to mention the NAB Cup Grand Final, the under-18s, Oakley versus Eastern Rangers. Ooh, the number one draft pick. He won his second best on ground in a under-18 Grand Final. In a row. He won it last year as a bottom, like a 17-year-old, Matt Rowe, and won it again with 44 touches this week.
How good does he look? I mean, we go on about Sam Walsh a lot, and rightfully so.
I will say he's a big, massive
kid. He's a solid kid, isn't he?
Yeah. So that, you know, that can play out sometimes at underage level, but that take nothing away. He was magnificent.
That's right. When somebody shows you who they are, Gary,
believe them.
I believe Soldo. Just quickly on Ivan Soldo. Max Gorn tweeted over the weekend, I think I'm a Soldo fan.
Soldo man.
A Soldo man. Well, you got to work hard.
Is he Soldo on him?
Oh, I think he's completely Soldo'd. Okay, bit of a trade update. Geelong's season may be over, but Tim Kelly's other fight is still raging, guys. I just want to quickly cover this off again. He's obviously looking to orchestrate that trade to West Coast. He'll soon tell the Cats he wants to leave. Make no mistake about that.
He wants West Coast, does he?
He wants West Coast. So the Eagles' offer is expected to be around a six-year contract that could earn him nearly $5 million over the course of that deal. But the Eagles, as we know, may be hard-pressed to satisfy the Cats. Now, it came right down to the nitty-gritty last year. It was picks 20 and 22 from the Eagles. In the end, they balked on swapping their 2019 second rounder for the Cats' 2019 third rounder. That was the only snag in the deal. Should have done it. Now his currency's gone up. I think that's fair to say. The West Coast Eagles at the moment have picks 13 and 22. Fremantle, they've got 6. 24. They'll get a first rounder for Hill. They'll probably get a second rounder for Ed Langdon when he joins Melbourne. My question to you guys, why should the Cats be duty bound to deal only with West Coast? Should they roll the sleeves up and say, no, we're going to get the best deal? And do clubs pander to players a little bit too much only in this realm, Gary?
Hold the line, I would say. Easy for us, we don't do it. But hold the line. He's a super talent. He franked his form again in the biggest stage of preliminary final on the weekend. Hold your line.
And, Tim, this is a
direct... Right up to the deadline, too. Right, Gary, I just told you a little deadline story a couple of moments ago. Want to repeat it?
It wasn't that good.
It's a direct premiership rival, though, as well. Like, I mean, you put Tim Kelly in that West Coast side.
Why would you do that?
Well, exactly. That's the question, isn't it? Well, you do it because clubs tend to do this for players when it comes to this point of the year, do they not?
His contract has expired, though, has it not?
It has. There is no arrangement in place with the Cats.
Okay, so he can say, okay, well, I'm just going to walk. I'm going to go back to the draft. And you say, well, hang on.
And Melbourne take him at pick two.
That's right. You might end up
wouldn't be doing that.
Up the road. So he's not going to do that. But they are duty-bound to do the best deal they possibly can, the Cats.
It's such a fascinating...
And it can take as long as it can take.
Such a fascinating case, that one. St Kilda, they've had an enormous few days in this space. So Zach Jones paid a visit to Moorabbin last week, and as expected, he's poised to add some real speed to Brett Ratten's Saints. You'd think a second-round pick from the Saints will get from the Dogs for Josh Bruce will be used to satisfy the Swans for Jones. Brad Hill's already nominated St Kilda as his club of choice. That pick 5 the Saints have, the Dockers will certainly be asking for. Paddy Ryder also over the weekend chose the Saints.
David Rath chose the Saints.
He was wrestling with a heart v head decision, Paddy Ryder. The Saints were the slightly better deal, but the Bombers, there was the obvious romance there with the reunion, even though it ended sourly a few years back. He's opted for Moorabbin. And the other recruit, you mentioned David Rath, what about Dylan Robertson, Wisp? Great story, Jay Clark in the Herald Sun. Now, he's on track to complete a pretty amazing comeback from those serious heart problems that he had last year and the year before. Now, he went over to the US and he's received conditional clearance from a world-leading cardiologist over there.
Some medication? Now,
indeed. So he will be back, subject to that medication you speak of course, some close monitoring, approvals from the league, the club medical staff, the integrity committee, and, of course, the Saints board, Gary. Now, the defender and the club are also working to finalise obviously some specifics around insurance arrangements to formalise his plans to play on. But regardless of all that, on the surface, would be
good
an amazing story.
It
indeed.
Is great
his
story.
Heart rate skyrocketed to 280 to 300 beats a minute.
It's hard to get your head around that, isn't it? It is really hard to get your head around that. So Dylan Robertson, fingers crossed, if he can get back to training at a decent level and play again, because that would be a marvellous achievement.
And not only, like, let's not forget how important he was to their team as well. Like, he was a very, very good defender for the Saints.
I'll leave you with this, Gary. Eddie Betts, he's gone chips in for the Blues. Gold Coast officially told they're out of the race for Eddie. He wants to play for Carlton. Gold Coast had a two-year deal on the table, but I don't know what Eddie does if the Blues decide to go Papley Jack Martin.
Yes, indeed. He might be left.
Our man Big Sauce has told the Adelaide Crows. Now
you told us Tuesday that.
Yes, exactly. I
and
did.
And I made
the,
sure
that's the point I was going to get to.
I made sure you got some attribution on SEN. I see some others hope that people forgot the wish broken on Tuesday and tried to go with it as a bit of fresh stuff.
You've got him completely going to GWS, don't you? Because he nothing official from the Jacobs camp about the Giants.
Tick.
Yep.
Okay.
Hey, 1-300-736-736, get on the line. Give us your best Frank Walker impersonation. You could win grand final tickets. 1-300-736-736, that's coming up next. And we'll get questions. Hey, David, I've got to fit everything in. Questions out, notice next. Don't give me that stupid look.